Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
And our guest today is Dale Shear, psychic Dale Shear. How are you doing, Dale?
I'm doing fine, although I have a prediction for Barbara that just came to mind. You're going to get either television or something like a documentary or something of that sort that's going to be coming up real soon. And it's like unexpected, and it's going to happen right away. And pretty soon. So I want you to be aware of it. Now, do you know of anything I'm talking about?
No. That's so exciting.
Okay,
good.
Thank
you.
Wow.
I got chills. I just got chills.
Yeah, psychics and time are not real good, but I'm just waiting and biding my time, just like Johnny. Is it your birthday today, Johnny? No, it's next week.
No, my birthday is the 28th.
Is that a Friday?
That's a Thursday.
Oh, okay. Happy upcoming birthday.
Now,
yeah.
What was the prediction you said about Barbara about television?
Yeah, television, documentaries, something. And it's also there's also a modeling show that you're going to produce or have something to do with. So there's some good things for you upcoming.
Awesome. Wow. That's exciting.
I should get to the people because I don't want to leave them hanging.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, like to take a call? What?
Go ahead. Pick up a call.
Okay. Okay. Area code 239.
239, you are lucky number one. You are on live with Psychic Dale Shear.
Wonderful.
Aloha.
Thank you so much. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Hi there. This is Lynn.
And where are you from, sweetheart?
Right now I'm in California.
Okay, whereabouts specifically? Where?
Specifically the West Hollywood area.
Oh, I'm very familiar, very familiar. Okay. I used to live out that way. How can I help you?
Well, I like to kind of ask, do you see some good things coming up for me, you know, going into the summer, July, August, or some good things coming in for me?
Okay, sweetheart, you have a great voice. Have you ever done radio or television or any of those things at all?
No, I haven't. I just talk a lot, but no.
No, but you should. There's something coming up that may be connected to radio or voiceovers or something. And unless I'm picking up on Barbara, but you know, it's something. When you're asking me a specific question, please make it very specific because the more specific you are, I will be.
Okay. Adele, I have been thinking and really wanting to move from California, relocate towards the Northeast, and I'm wanting to see how you feel or see that going for me.
Northeast where?
Maine.
Okay.
Portland, Maine.
Okay, but you can't do anything just with coronavirus. It's very heavy in the air.
Right.
But after it's over, yes, you will make the move. And there will be business for you, and there will be a job for you, or you may transfer or do what you need to do. But, yes, you will be able to make that move.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
But it may be a ways off.
Can
you work by phone? Work on the
I was just thinking, later, around the summer, not right now,
I understand, but I don't foresee this virus being over anytime soon. so can't say when, and then it will change strains. So it won't be this, but it'll be another one. If you can do it by phone, fine. But I know physically you want to move there. Yes, you'll be able to do so when everything settles down.
Okay. Thank you. That's awesome. I appreciate you.
Have a good
blessings.
Night.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, Johnny. Next one.
Okay. The next one is 850.
850, you're up with Psychic Gail Scheer. Welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Kelly, and I would like to know about my love life. You see somebody new coming in.
Okay, Kelly, where are you located? What city?
I'm in Texas.
Texas, okay. Whoa, you guys have been hit hard, but I have a question for you. Since your governor has allowed people kind of turn them loose and the virus has gone up, what's the consensus about that?
I don't know. I just do my thing. I'm in a predicament that I'm not really in the mainstream populace, I guess so. So I don't really know, and I really don't pay attention to the TV, but I don't think I really have. It's like information that's passed on from me, from those who are over me, So if they say I'm able to go out in the street, just the judge ordered us to just keep the mask on wherever we go, and we should be okay. So I don't know what's going on at this point.
Okay. Are you incarcerated, or were you incarcerated?
You might as well say that, but no, it's not that bad. But it's I'm just in a little predicament where I'm not. Well, that's just, what do you call them? Standalone shelters. That's where I'm at. So it's not like I got the firsthand.
Oh, okay. I see.
What I'm saying, like, I'm not in the real population. I'm like kind of the people that nobody want to deal with.
Oh, yeah, you're with the homeless, and then they give you a place to live, and they give you food, and they give you all that stuff, yeah?
Right, so we got to do what they tell us to do.
You'll get out of it, honey. This is just it's a temporary stay, that's all. It's temporary.
Right.
So, you have a lot of things you can do, but because of the virus, you can't do a lot of things at the moment. What type of work did you used to do?
What kind of work?
Yeah.
I was a customer service representative, but, oh, my gosh, I'm like, I have so many issues. I got issues, though. So, but when I was able to work, I did customer service and CNA work in between the times that I was not actually working. So other than that, I just stayed at home for, forever. So.
Okay. Are you looking for a place to live?
I'm looking for, everything is like up in the air right now, with the situation. So I'm looking for a job, like a work from home job.
Right.
There's
going to be a lot of those available, a lot.
I know, and I think that I'm going to do so much better with that. But once that kicks in, then I'll be able to like get my own place and, become more independent.
I see you'll be able to do all of that. Have you tried Amazon.com where you work from home? Or there's a lot. Just put up, do you have an internet? Do you have, a laptop where you can.
Yeah, like Amazon was like the first ones. Amazon, who else? It was a couple of them, like the big ones, like Amazon. It was somebody else that was trying to get on with that did all that drop shipping that was trying to do that. And then I got on Sunrise, the platform, so I could put in my resumes for people who like to, for businesses that use Sunrise. I put in my application for that so I can be, a work from home person. But nobody, bit my hook, I guess. So
okay, on your hook, you got to get back to those people. That's all. You really
have to
go back to it and stay on it. Because I see you working from home, and I do see you being able to get a job from like a company you know, of that sort. There are so many jobs out there, but if you don't reach out, you know,
mm-hmm.
you don't reach out more than once, then, you know, sorry you, you know.
Yeah.
You just have to bug
right.
them to death and get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's where I see things. You'd be very good, too, as a caregiver, believe it or not, or getting food for people or driving people around if you could, if you had a car. But, I mean, you know, you'd be good at that stuff, too. But, you know, you
I know.
They're bad right now, but within 6 months, everything will change back to the better, and you will say to yourself, what did I have to worry about? And it'll all get better.
Right.
Okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Just hang in there, honey.
All right. I will. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. So, Barbara, it's rough because these people, everybody's going through hell of some sort. And,
yeah.
You know, trying to get them back on their feet is the hardest part. And I wished,
yeah.
you know, I had a magic, pill or something.
I know, but you have a lot better sometimes. You have encouragement and your words are helping them. And maybe they wouldn't even have a second chance if they weren't like shuffled up a little bit. You know, sometimes change is good for some people. It's like a
yeah,
new beginning.
Change is good if you accept it. You know, I had the
right.
hardest thing in the world with change. And then all of a sudden, I'm getting better at it. Let's say that much.
Yeah, you are. You're resilient.
Yeah, I know, but I never liked change at all. I wanted to stay in one house for 40 years, and I got to stay for 30. But, I mean, I didn't want to move, didn't want to go anywhere. But now that I've changed, now I figure, oh, what the hey, I'll change everything. So it's all right.
Yeah.
So everything,
yeah.
You know, everything in my life is like, okay, what is today? Hold, oh, okay, it's another change. Okay, I'll deal with it. I'll deal with it. I'll deal with it. And it's like, you know, it gets better.
You're looking at always the bright side of everything. That's what you do.
Well, I'm trying to. I never used to. But I'll tell you this, the weirdest thing. Before I go to bed, I've been listening to this meditation, Barb. I think I told you about it. It was on YouTube. And it's under spiritual meditations or meditations, sleep meditations. And there's one that says fall asleep in 3 minutes. Well, I try to find out what they're saying or what it does. And it's just, you know, I haven't been able to find out, but I know that I can fall asleep within a very short period of time by listening to this. And when I wake up, it's just, then they have pictures and weird things, and it's really lovely, and it's helped a lot. So maybe that way I'm getting some positive feedback. I don't know.
Well, let us know what it is.
Well, it's called Sleep in 3 Minutes, and it's on YouTube. It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube, and it's Sleep Fast in 3 Minutes or something like that. But it's on YouTube under Meditation and Spirituality.
I'm definitely going to check it out.
Yeah, check it out, please. Okay, definitely. What does anybody have to do with dominoes? Why am I picking up dominoes?
Not me. What about you, Johnny?
I don't know. I mean, the only thing I know about dominoes.
Picking up dominoes.
But that's,
me too. That's the first
know.
Thing. And I like it. That's the kind I get usually.
But hold on.
This is too weird. Hold on, please.
What?
Dale, guess what? Every Friday, I tell Priscilla it's pizza night, and we get it from Domino's.
That
is so weird. Oh, my
it
God.
It is weird. It wasn't the Domino's game. It was the Domino pizza. Well, you know, it's time to order Domino's.
Yeah. She always says, Mom, it's Friday night. Can we get Domino's? Oh, my gosh. That is what it is. Wow.
Oh, did you have your Domino's?
Confirmation.
Yet?
No, because it's only 5:13. We don't usually eat till late on Friday night.
That's right. You're in California. Okay. Well, you're going to get
your
Domino's. Okay.
That's You predicted it.
Weird. Even I, Johnny, go weird on myself sometimes. Okay.
All right. Ready for the next one?
What are we?
Yeah.
Okay. 610, you are on the air.
610, welcome to the show. You're on with Dale Shear. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, this is who?
Yes.
What's your name?
Shayna.
Shayna. And where are you from?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Sort of my neck of the woods, relatives there, from back east, from New Jersey, from, you know, that area, and a very beautiful area. Very expensive, but very beautiful. What can I help you with?
Yeah, I wanted to know, is me and my husband going to get back together?
Okay, simple little dumb question for me. I don't have a picture of him, but how long have you been separated?
For about 2 years, but we're still involved.
You're still involved? You mean financially or sexually?
Sexually.
Okay. I think you're better off being the way it is. I mean, do you have to get back together with him? Hello?
No.
Okay. It's a fine situation the way it is, but eventually, yes, you will get back with him as time goes by. But it'll be a long way in the future before that happens. I'm sorry I can't tell you what you want to hear, but I just tell you like it is.
Okay.
Okay. Was there anything else?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you talk?
Do you see me do you see me graduating from college soon? Not soon, but do you see me completing the program?
What is the program for?
Nursing.
Yes, I do. It's something that's very much a part of you, and very much a part of your life. And I see you wanting to do it really bad. Have you done CNA work yet?
Yes, I had done that.
And you graduated from that, huh?
Yes.
Okay, and that's hard. That's very hard. I think nursing is going to be a breeze for you, and you're going to be all right.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great day. Night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, we're moving right along, Barb.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was very good.
I try to keep it on the positive level because the world is just so backwards. I mean, you know, I do know in Nevada now, the virus is very stabilized. Lake Tahoe is so weird. They're not opening up everything, but they are telling people from the Bay Area, don't come up unless you have a secondary home here, and if you do, it's okay. But they've opened up the park, but not the lake. But they are letting the locals go out boating on the lake and not the tourists. They're really catering to the locals, you know. So that part's good.
That's nice.
Although we have winds at 50 miles an hour, but there's virtually no coronavirus in Tahoe at all. And maybe if there is, there's 10 people, and it's curious to see once they let people in what will happen.
Yes. I think that we can go to the beaches again here, but we can't lay. We can't sunbathe, but we can swim, do all the activities.
Tell me, what is the point of that? You can't lay out.
I don't know.
I mean, that makes.
I don't know. You got to keep moving.
Sense.
It does not make sense because if you're laying there, not bothering anybody, it seems like that's safer than walking around and spreading and walking. That doesn't make sense at all.
You want to hear the wildest thing what they're doing out west here? I mean, you know, maybe in LA they might do it too, but. They're taking the movie theaters and they're opening them up and making drive-in theaters.
Oh, I love that. That's fun.
Isn't that wonderful? I used to do that.
Yeah.
And then they have screens in the back so entertainers can entertain. They had one or two of them. So that's what they're starting to do. And I think, wow, that's so exciting. Go back to the old days.
I love that.
Drive-in movies and the theaters being 100 million big and wonderful. Okay. So
I used to go to those, too.
Me too.
All right. Yeah, let's go to the next
one.
334. Hi, caller. You're on live with Psychic Dale Shearer. Welcome to Life After Happiness.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Shakira. I'm from Alabama.
I talked to you before, didn't I?
I don't remember. I've called a couple of shows. I mean, it's possible. It's probably been a while.
Okay. How can I help you now, Shakira?
I just want to see what you see for my love life.
It sucks. It's not the best right now.
I'm not with anyone.
You know,
but,
huh?
I'm not with anyone, but I just wanted to know if you've seen it coming in.
That's what I mean by accepting. It's just like, yeah, you should be with somebody, but you're not. But you will be in the near future, but not right away. And the person's introduced to you by, you know, through a friend, and you will get involved that way.
Okay.
I mean, I do see you having a love life. You know, it's just a matter of virus has just done a lot of things, and it's rough. But, I mean, you know, it's going to be all right. I mean, you will have, you're very sexy, very pretty, got a lot going for you. Do you need to lose weight or gain weight? I see something with weight.
I could lose a little.
Yeah, but it's not that much.
No.
Have you been exercising at all?
No, just been eating a little better.
Okay, good, good. Try walking around, you know. I know it's rough, but you'll be all right. Thanks for calling us, Shakira.
Thank you.
Okay. We're having a few regulars here and there, you know, but I don't know, Barbara, talk to me. Tell me about your trip.
Okay. Well, it was very uneventful, except for one day we did do some sightseeing, and I had no idea that that was the spot where the biggest ice glacier was in the world. So that was fun.
What?
But otherwise, it was just staying in. And like I was saying before we went on air, that town doesn't even have a taxi cab service, Lyft, Uber, nothing. It is very small. So it was wonderful seeing my mom and stepdad, but we were very glad to be back, even though things don't seem to be so open around here. I like being around people and the beauty of it here and all that. So it made it really nice to come home. And then, you know what, when you do have something like that and you come home and it's so good to be home, you get inspired. So I've been very inspired the last couple of days.
Really? Inspired with what?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm just getting tons of stuff done. I'm posting more auctions. I just dove right back into selling stuff on my eBay. So under Barbara Moore's Private Vault on eBay, and it's going really well. One thing that has gone well for me is my online business like that during the coronavirus. And I actually am doing better than usual, except for a few of my shoots that were canceled, but they're going to do them when things get back to normal. They're going to be rescheduled, so that I won't totally lose out on all that money, but
okay,
that was a lot to lose out on.
I have a question.
Yes.
Can anybody get on your auction and take a percentage of it?
No. Anybody could bid on my auction, but they, what do you mean, take a percentage of it?
In other words, I have a lot of memorabilia because we have a shop that I want to get rid of. I have Mickey Mantle balls and signed by him and, you know, all kind of,
oh,
you know, authenticated, you know, stuff that I wanted to auction off, but I didn't have a way of doing it. So I was wondering.
No, it's not really like that. I just sell my own memorabilia, my Playboy stuff and posters and photos and clothing. But, you know, you should open your own eBay. I mean, it's not like you have to have a store that you could just go on and start auctioning off one at a time as you get it ready.
Oh, no,
take a photo.
I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't do that, though.
I would, but I just don't because I hardly have time to do my own. There's so much to sell of my own that keeps me totally busy.
What is it? Okay, do we have another caller right on?
We sure do. Area code 804 is next.
Hi, 804. You're on live with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call. I do have a little synchronicity related to dominoes, and I did leave a message at their corporate headquarters today, but years ago I had a friend and sort of mentor who was world-renowned in business franchising, and he was actually helping Tom Monahan, the founder of Domino's, out of a difficult situation back in the early 80s. But my question relates to a poem I authored to help raise the consciousness globally.
Where are you calling from? What is your name, sir?
My name is Hugh, and I'm calling from Virginia.
Okay. All right. And you're a domino person that we're looking for, I guess.
I have these synchronicities all over the place. And
besides Barbara trying to order dominoes for her daughter, this is great. Okay, I love it. And I don't know why, but if somebody wants to send me a domino set, I'll figure out how to play it. I've never learned how to finish it. That's my whole thing with dominoes. But other than that, what are you doing in Virginia? Because I see government stuff all around you. What's up with that?
Well, I'm not into politics. I'm nonpartisan, but I am a former whistleblower that indirectly caused the resignation of the Speaker of the House back in the early 80s, Jim Wright, back in the 80s, through a front page Wall Street Journal article. I do share common background with the president, but I support any president in office, but I'm not into the ego, so I leave him on his trip in that regard. But I am looking to bring forth ethics and morals and transparency into everything and show the law of attraction isn't limited if people will learn how to empower themselves through learning more about spirituality and unconditional agape love. And this poem I authored is actually in the President Ronald Reagan Library, and Maya Angelou even commented on it. It's very short. It's only 3 lines long. It's titled Caring, Sharing. It reads, if you dare to care, then share. If you share, pay heed. God will reward every good deed. I'm putting it out globally for anybody to utilize to do fundraising or bring more attention to their organization and show how they're adhering to the message of the poem.
Well, let me say this much, sir. You're a brilliant person. I could probably talk to you for hours and hours and hours and hours. I don't know if you knew my teacher who worked with Ronald Reagan, which was Peter Hercote. I don't know if you knew
him. I've heard the name, yes.
Okay, he worked in the White House.
Right.
He worked with Ronald Reagan and helped with the, bring down the wall, you know, all that stuff. It's a whole other story. But I could talk to you for hours and hours and hours. But you also have a top secret clearance of some sort. You also have like a CIA background. You can check up on anybody at any time. You have the means to do so. You have the people to do so. All you have to do is dial a number and woo, the whole world changes.
Yeah, so I appreciate that confirmation. And if you'd like to see the poem on a blog, which has information about it being in the Presidential Library President Reagan. It's on a blog, the word creativity, the number 777.com.
What? Creativity777.com. I sure was. How can I help you?
Well, I was just asking, do you, people are just too caught up in the fear. I don't know if they're resonating with what I'm looking to do to dumb things down to their level to show that, and I do say nature is God's classroom, put the devices down until you learn how to use technologies better instead of Twittering
wait,
and Facebooking your life away.
I've lost you. What do you want to know?
I'm actually looking to transform the entire fields of global economics, education, politics, religion, and more, empowering women and indigenous people globally in my work and bringing in new paradigms based on spirituality and unconditional agape love to bring ethics and morals.
Count me in. Count me in.
Well, if you want to hang on to my number there, you're welcome to speak with
me
up there.
No, I'm going to give you my number. My number is, do you have a pen?
Well, I'll get it from the archives, but I think I saw it too. Is that the 808 number?
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
You can call me. And I'm in like Tahoe area right now. So
sure.
The best time to call me is around 4 o'clock. I don't know. You're in Virginia, so whatever. But besides making a footnote for yourself, you're going to be extremely, it's like I know you. Barbara, I'm going to see his name and face all over the place, so we better make really good friends with him.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
I do say the stories aren't all about me, though. It's really about me being a way shower to show you how my faith in God has seen me through some pretty extraordinary life experiences. I've been through pretty much what everybody's going through and a whole lot more. And as I speak with you, I had a near-death experience back in 2007, which they didn't expect me to live more than a few months. I came into the veterans healthcare system in 2008 when I saw the pulmonary doctor. He took one look at me and said, you're going to be dead in 6 months. I said, nice meeting you too, doc. Some bedside manner you have here. But anyway, it's all a question of choices and letting go and letting God handle what you can't. So there's more beyond the physical, that spirituality can do a lot of healing for people.
Oh, yes, it can. Let me add something to you really quick. It's like I'm just talking to you alone, and I love it. I would love to talk to you on hours because I can learn so much from you. But I might say this, and Barbara, I don't know if you knew this, but I had a very tiny, small cancer in my breast 3 years ago, 4 millimeters, very small. And I didn't believe it was cancer, but anyway, I was the one that found it on the mammogram. They said it was, and I had to go through an operation, and I refused to take any anesthesia because anesthesia stays in your body, and it's not real good. So they thought I was nuts. They weren't going to do the operation. I said, well, then don't do it. I really don't care. And anyway, they ended up doing the operation. I had no anesthesia whatsoever for 2 hours, had no pain, no nothing. They got everything out. It was fine. 3 years later, I'm doing great. My doctors have shaken their head and said, I've never heard of anybody doing it. And
wow.
It's really, like he's saying, it's a mind thing. It's beside believing in God, which I did, and the Mother Mary. I could say that this is what pulled me through, especially the Mother Mary and praying a lot, because at that time, three of my friends all had different types of cancer, so we do a meeting every day, and, you know, it was amazing, you know, what, if you believe in something other than yourself, how you can make things happen in a positive way.
Well, that's a wonderful testimony. Thank you for that. And there's actually a book I read years ago. It's timeless, but I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's just the title to resonate with it. It's called How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. It was authored by Dale Carnegie.
I certainly have read that book when I was 16.
Right.
Yes, I did. But, you know, it doesn't always hold true. Sometimes you get in situations and you forget. you forget where you came from, and you look back, and you got to realize, you know, you got to let, like you said, let go, let God, and things change.
Yeah, it's not that easy to do sometimes, but that's where the true faith comes in, and you have to hang on rock solid, because even if you leave a pinhole for the darkness to come in, it can eventually overwhelm you. So that faith has to be
it's
there.
True.
Right.
A question.
But I don't want to monopolize your show, but
no,
Barbara's welcome to call me too if she wants.
Okay, Barbara.
Oh, thank you.
On the near death experience, can you tell me a little bit more about that near death thing? And
well, I was working as a contract security officer on March 16th, 2007. I was in an industrial business parking a patrol car, and I couldn't breathe. I called my door. I said, "Dad, call the police." They came and got me on oxygen and got me to the hospital, and I lost consciousness in the emergency room. I was intubated, which a lot of people don't survive. And then when I came through an ICU, I actually thought I was dying. I came to on Sunday, and I envisioned as a big black marble, and it exploded in a big whoosh into the universe, and my new colorful particles, reds, greens, browns, blues, oranges, whites, what have you. And then I opened my eyes and saw family at the foot of the bed. I didn't put too much weight on it until the following Easter. I had gone to rehab and eventually relocated from Long Island, New York, down to Virginia, and then something triggered me to look back over the time frame of that. And Friday afternoon, March 16th, and then coming to on Sunday is basically the time frame of Jesus Christ dying and then resurrecting. I had mentioned it to a reverend type. She said, "You're very special." I said, "I'm not special at all, but because of that experience, I feel I have a special relationship with Jesus Christ, who I actually asked to be my business partner. That doesn't make me equal or a channeler of Jesus. It keeps me humble to ask Jesus that everything that I do for the rest of my life be done in his way, in his time, not mine."
That is beautiful. Thank you, thank you very much, sir, for your wonderful presence and for you to contribute. And I hope we all get to talk to you further in the future.
Wonderful, and thank you for all the work you're doing, and we'll get there, and everybody can, if they can't do anything else, they can pray, and God will put the ego in check where it needs to be, so God bless everyone.
That's sweet. God bless you, and aloha. Anyway, that was a good one, Barb.
Very good and nice and positive. Love
Johnny,
that.
Johnny, what did you think?
Well, it's nice. I mean, we're getting a lot of great callers. This is this has been an active night. I like this.
Well, make sure you keep his number organized, because he would like to hear from me and Dale. So we need to keep his number.
Oh God, I disconnected him. But I think that he. But well, wait a minute. No, wait a minute. I mean, he.
He's listening
to us. He'll call us back. Okay.
So hopefully he'll write to us on our page, our Facebook page.
Well,
yeah.
he did get my number down. And then I should say my number for private consultation is 808-372-1816. And if you can't afford my fee, I will do donations. So give me a call, 808-372-1816 for a private consultation. Anyway, who's our next one? This show is getting me so interested, I don't even want to hang up. Go ahead.
So would you say the show is what?
So interesting today, I don't even want to hang up.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this woman through. Her name is Lisa. She had a blocked number, so I'm going to just say her name is Lisa.
Okay. Hi, caller. You're on now with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for welcoming me. Hi, Dale Shear. This is my third time speaking with you. And
I have other people that have never talked to me. So what can I do for you real quick?
Yes, I'm just curious, curiosity. I have an opening mind. I wanted to be surprised. Do you see me getting, like, married in the future?
Yeah, but not right now. I see more possibility of living with somebody or sharing a place with somebody or doing something as with a friend with somebody, but not right away. Again, we're all dealing with the coronavirus and we're all dealing with weird stuff. So later on in time, it can happen, okay?
Okay, on that thing, you don't mind.
What? Hello?
Yeah, I don't know if she's still
what
here.
Happened?
Okay, let her hang up because I don't want to keep doing the same people over and over again.
Okay, yeah, we got disconnected. Okay, all right. The next one is, I didn't do anything, by the way, if you just look up. Okay, the next one is 502.
502, great. Okay. You are on 502 with Psychic Gail Shear. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
It's Brenda.
And where are you from?
Kentucky.
We got to get a lot more energy going, Barbara. Barbara, it's like Barbara from Kentucky. Come on, what's up?
What is going on? What is your question?
Do you see my boyfriend around?
Boy, what is everybody into love? This coronavirus is just, I don't know, everybody's into sex and love and all kinds of things. Not right at the moment of any permanent standing, but later on, yes, but not right now.
He's passed away.
Well, that's it, not right now.
Oh, okay.
So, if not right now, it's not right now.
Yeah.
It just is.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, so you had someone who passed away?
Huh? Do what?
You have someone? Are you hearing me?
Am I what?
Can you hear me?
You keep breaking up.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
No,
I don't
no,
know. Now she's breaking up. Barbara, I don't know. Maybe it's her phone line. Well, try again later, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's
Thank
cover
you.
The next one, Johnny.
What?
It's Johnny.
Next caller,
okay, the next
please,
one,
Johnny.
Yes. Okay, another caller is area code 316.
Thanks.
Hi, 316. You are, it's your turn with Psychic Gail Shear. You're on live.
Oh boy, the 316 got disconnected.
Okay, what's going on? Now, you know, at first, first it was breaking up, and then we got it disconnected. Okay, here's the next one.
Let me see this. Let me try this one and see if this works. They're probably calling this person.
Are we having technical difficulties again?
I don't know. I mean, we weren't earlier. 347, are you there? I tried talking to this person. I couldn't get her on the air, but let's see here.
Just skip over them and keep going, Johnny. You don't want dead air.
Good. Yeah, we talked to everyone is what happened.
Your phone number again.
Sure. And the number is 808-372-1816.
No, Johnny, that's my number.
Oh, sorry.
Life After Happiness.
516.
Go ahead.
531-9874.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Barbara.
Life After Happiness. The number to call right now to speak live and get your complimentary reading with Psychic Gail Shear is 516 531 9874. We are waiting to hear from you. And this went a lot, though, right, Gail? A lot of good energy. Some people needed to get their energy up and raise their vibrations up. And, you know,
really?
Stick on that line. Call back. If you were disconnected, try again right now because Johnny's manning
right.
the phones waiting for your call.
Yeah, we've been
mm-hmm.
having some phone line problems ongoing, and it's been rough. It's the Blog Talk Radio, and we're trying to get it right, but apparently it's not right, so I don't know if somebody's not trying to call through or not call through or what.
Well, yeah.
Right,
this time
two or three people.
The call's getting disconnected is what's happening, but I'll tell you that I like the way that I advertised everything for the show because people were, it was like we had a long list of calls. It got to more than average, you know, which
okay,
is really
good.
Great.
So you don't have to mention the amount, but this is, if there's something wrong with the phone lines, apparently, because it shouldn't go just dead like
I'll do a thing that said that I'll do a text for saying that the numbers were disconnected, that the numbers got disconnected. And then they'll look into it.
A lot of times too many people call at once, and what happens is they'll call at once, and it kind of screws up the lines. That happens a lot. So, Barbara, you talk. Your turn.
Okay. All right. Well, I just found it super interesting about the dominoes thing because when – you know, I wasn't really thinking about it, but then that was kind of weird. It's a Friday, and we always get dominoes. Okay, that was funny. But then, what was his name? Jim, he called, and that was what I think he must have been feeling. He had called. He had so many connections with dominoes. Isn't that interesting? You're feeling that.
I don't know. I get weird things. I get names that pop up into my head. And I don't know why or what they represent or who they represent to, or I have weird things, you know, that I'm trying to help somebody and just some weird stuff pops up. And it always even amazes me that that happens.
Yeah, to me it's really amazing. But that doesn't always happen where you feel it, and it could relate to everybody on the phone. So, but somehow it does coincidentally, but I think that it really was him. It was really him.
Well, it's you too, because she's going to order Domino's. That's all I said.
Yeah, I just told her.
he was brilliant. The man was
yes.
very brilliant and knew all the higher up people in the land. Kind of nice.
Plus, I like it when men do call because we get so many women. It's nice and refreshing when we get a man that is so spiritual and calls in like that and so positive.
That's true. So, Johnny, what do you think?
I mean, you know, about getting a man call, it's true. I'm often the rooster in the hen house. You know, I think it's because, I don't know. It's just that, you know, I mean, the women seem to enjoy this sort of thing a little more, I guess. I'm not sure if I can really give one explanation.
What do you think, Dale? Do you usually get more women?
We're not getting any calls right now, then we're having a major mess up that he should check into it, and we probably should end the show at this point if we're not getting anything.
If we don't,
okay.
But there were
yeah.
three people who got disconnected. Are they not trying to call back, Johnny?
Well, they're not
mm-hmm.
on the switchboard. So
okay.
what I want to do is we should probably end the show now, do the shout out, and I will, while you're doing the shout out, I will be doing a support ticket to Blog Talk.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see what's going on because this is very unusual. But don't
it
forget,
really
you
is.
Guys out there, we just changed our phone number So it's going to take a while. You're going to have to keep promoting like crazy to get people to understand the new phone number.
Right. Well, just a shout out to all the people that were disconnected by accident. You can actually get a private consultation with Dale, and here's the number to call for her. Her direct line is 808-372-1816, and she also has a very nice website, daleshear.com, spelled daleshear.com. You can reach her through both. And we just love you, Dale, so much. You bring such a light to the show. Yes.
Judge Judy.
And every Friday, what a great way to end and start the weekend. And a great end to the week with you, and then a wonderful start to the weekend. I think it's just working perfectly. So, yes, and a lot of people do further their psychic counseling with you, and that's what it's all about. They get a little smidgens on the show, but it takes a lot longer sometimes to work through issues and be able to not feel rushed through on a live talk show. So please, everybody, do take advantage of that. Dale is giving her direct line to you right there, which is amazing.
Okay.
And also check out your website, because you have written a lot of books, and they're very, very full of knowledge. And please stop by. We would love to hear from you at our Life, Laughter, Happiness Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We posted a lot today. We posted about Dale. You can find the link on any of our social media to the show that you're listening to right now. And if you're coming on late, go to our YouTube channel. You'll find this show and right at top and all of our other shows. So we welcome you to do that. And please, you know, support us. Follow us. Follow us on
Johnny, I really think
everywhere.
I think the change of phone number put a big dent in a lot of things. But we are getting a lot of calls, and it's starting to happen, and it'll take a little time. And, Barb, I mentioned that we probably should go up live already on, you know, either Zoom or, you know, he said Blue Jeans, but I feel Zoom. We should make a shot of it or try something.
Okay, Johnny, what do you think about that idea?
I think it might be a thing to try just to see how it goes. I think that might be a good thing to do. I think I looked into the advantage of the Blue Jeans is that Blue Jeans has better security, and it has better sound and better video. Barbara has said that when she uses Zoom, it's not as good as Blue Jeans.
Okay. Well, you know what, Johnny? We'll try them both. But anyway, I'm going to shout out and give a big aloha to you guys. And Barb, have a great weekend. And Johnny, have a great weekend. And happy Memorial Day to everybody out there.
And thank you for my reading, by the way, too. That's exciting.
And, you know, the one good thing? We're all still alive through all this mess. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. That is good. That's positive. Okay. Aloha,
right, well,
Dale.
Good night, Barbara.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.